In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text is the epistle reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, especially these words in verse 13. In return, I speak as to children, widen your hearts also. The church plant had gotten off to a rocky start. Divisions over leadership and cliques had caused some issues. A sex scandal of one particular member was really, really challenging. There was disorder with worship and confusion about the most fundamental beliefs, especially and including the resurrection of Jesus. This church was in significant pain and suffering after a painful visit from the pastor missionary who planted the church, followed up quickly by an even more painful letter from that missionary. It seemed they were hanging on by a thread when another letter arrived from the missionary. This letter, though, brought the comfort and good news they need as it began. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction. We know this letter as 2 Corinthians. And the pastor and missionary who wrote it was the Apostle Paul. The church in Corinth had been through a lot when they received this letter from Paul. There had been significant conflict between Paul and this church he had planted. In the reading for today from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul is pleading with the Corinthians not to receive the grace of God in vain, without purpose, treating it lightly. Paul wants God's grace to come to full fruitfulness for the Corinthians. He wants each and every one of them to believe in the good news that Jesus died for them, Jesus rose from the dead for them, Jesus reconciled them with God the Father. And now, Jesus had given them the ministry of reconciliation. A refusal on the part of the Corinthians to be reconciled with God, with Paul, with anyone, was a real danger. Paul notes that one of the problems the Corinthians have is that their hearts have been restricted, confined, closed off. The Corinthians have a form of spiritual heart disease. Their hearts are not healthy. Their hearts are blocked by a stubbornness that is putting them at risk. Paul pleads with them just before our reading begins to be reconciled to God. And Paul likewise pleads with them just after our reading ends, saying, make room in your hearts for us. Can you relate to the problem the Corinthians had? Has your heart ever been closed off to others? Have you ever suffered from a similar form of spiritual heart disease? Maybe as you drive past that homeless person and casually roll up the window and look away? Or as you conveniently forget to do some household chore, like washing the dishes or taking out the garbage or anything, forcing somebody else to do the task for you. You may notice this problem of spiritual heart disease. Anytime you fail to love your neighbor as yourself, and especially those that are closest to you. Of course, there are many other reasons our hearts might be damaged. Some of those are things that happen to us. You may be hurt, you may be hurt by somebody you love, and your ability to trust has been damaged. One of your dearest friends or family members may have died, and you just cannot understand why God would allow such a thing. There may be a conflict between you and another person, even in this church, that you have silently endured for far too long. Whatever the case may be, whatever affliction and suffering have happened in our lives, each and every one of us, myself included, does not have a perfect heart. Much like the Corinthians, our hearts are restricted. They are not as open as they should be toward God and toward our neighbors. Obviously, by no means are all heart diseases preventable, but we do dig our own graves with some of the things we do or fail to do. Ah, that drippy, juicy quarter pounder with cheese chased down with fries. I mean, that always requires extra napkins, doesn't it? Or the afternoon on the couch when the sun is beckoning us to go for a walk. The problem, of course, is building up body fat and the cholesterol that clogs our hearts and arteries. And the result is blood cannot get through. The blood that carries oxygen and nutrients to the cells all over our, you know, for some of us, larger than should be bodies. St. Paul observed that the Corinthians were clogging their hearts spiritually. Their hearts were not open to receive Paul's love, the love of God he was declaring to them. And so he pleads that they would open their hearts wide as a father asks to his children. That would mean repenting of the sins that Paul had warned them. It would mean receiving his hard words not with resentment, but as the crucial wake-up call he had meant to be. And that would mean then believing that those sins are forgiven for the sake of Jesus. That would restore the loving relationship Paul desired to have with them, their children, and would receive the essential nutrients God is always supplying for our eternal health. The Corinthians were not left to deal with their spiritual heart disease on their own. And neither are you. The Corinthians were not left waiting for a day when they would have access to grace, help, and salvation. But rather, Paul reminds them of God's promise in Isaiah 49. In a favorable time, I listened to you, and in a day of salvation, I have helped you. And Paul continues proclaiming to the Corinthians this good news. Now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The Corinthians no longer have to carry around their burdens. They no longer need to carry their sin, their guilt, their shame, or the wrong done to them. The damaged hearts of the Corinthians are made whole in Jesus. Just as Paul writes in the previous chapter, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The Corinthians are new creations. A new heart has been created within them. Salvation, help, and grace are theirs because of Jesus. We inherit the same help, grace, and salvation as the Corinthians. We too are made new creations because of Jesus. Dear friends in Christ, Jesus opened his arms, his heart, his entire being, and came down from the heavens and became a human being. Jesus, the sinless Son of God, opened his arms and took on our sin. Jesus opened up his arms, spread them on the cross, and died for every one of your sins. Jesus took on our sin, our suffering, our spiritual heart disease, and in exchange, gave us righteousness, forgiveness, and clean hearts. We are not left to heal ourselves. We are healed of every affliction by our Lord Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, now is the favorable time. Now is the day of salvation when Jesus brings healing. Now is the day of salvation when Jesus brings healing. There is no waiting. There is no hoop to jump through. For on this very day, you will receive Christ's body and blood for your forgiveness, life, and salvation. On this very day, your sins have been absolved by the authority of Jesus himself. On this very day, you have received God's favor by hearing his word of good news. Yes, on earth we will suffer. God's people will still be afflicted by all the things Paul mentions. We will endure hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, dishonor, and slander. Maybe he forgot to include a pandemic. We will suffer the discomfort of conflict and the misery of broken relationships and the agony of grief. We will struggle with imperfect hearts. But this struggle will not last forever. We do not receive the grace of God in vain, without purpose or treating it lightly. We receive the grace of God in its absolutely unbounded fullness. For just as Jesus is risen from the dead, we too will rise from our graves when he returns on the last day. When he returns, our hearts will be open wide, and we will no longer be restricted in any way. When Jesus returns, our spiritual heart disease will be forever cured. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.